Good morning. I'm Pastor Jess Abbott, and today is the fourth day of Christmas, December 28th, 2023. Our lesson today is from Matthew 18, verses 1 to 5. At that time, the disciples came to Jesus, saying, "Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" And calling to him a child, he put him in the midst of them, and said, "Truly I say to you, unless you turn and become like children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Whoever humbles himself like this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Whoever receives one such child in my name receives me." The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. When reading today's scripture text, I have to imagine that Jesus saw the same types of things in children as we do in children today. Of the many attributes of children, there are two we should think about in terms of our discipleship. Each of them, I can imagine Jesus pointing to as attributes to keep rather than pitch when we grow up. The first attribute is that children love to engage. Have you ever been in a store shopping and as you walk past a little one in a cart, they made eye contact with you, smiled, and said hi? In fact, when I've observed it, the child is doing it with everyone he or she sees nearby. Imagine that, engaging with total strangers. My reaction has always been to be drawn in and to smile and to wave back. And in the moment of being drawn in, if you ask them a question, the child will burst forth with the greatest thing happening in life, like, "My mommy's going to have a baby." In telling the disciples to be like little children, I think Jesus is saying, be engaged and share your good news. The second lesson we can take from children is to never omit play from our lives. We know there must have been times when children just ran up to Jesus, probably to hug him around the leg or pull on his robe, and the disciples tried to shoo them away. If you think about it, play is long engagement, and it builds relationships. Those who play together stay together. Whether it's marriage, a congregation, or the workplace, when play leaves a relationship, emotional distancing and brokenness are not far behind. Plus, play seems to rejuvenate us, and we need that to be strong workers. However, there must be balance. After all, one can't play all the time. Jesus said, "Truly I tell you, unless you change and become like children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven." So if you know any little ones, sit down with them and play with those new toys they just got at Christmas. And after playing, rise up and engage others for the kingdom of heaven this week. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, help us to enter into your complete joy today. Soften our hearts to the way we were when we were little kids, so we can be free to engage others for your kingdom. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.